All right, what would you say to a horse to make him go faster?
Oh, get up.
Okay. What would you say to stop him?
Whoa.
Well, here's another. Okay, now they have contests with this stuff on TV. How do you call hogs?
I don't know. I've heard them.
Have you ever seen a hog calling contest?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
But you can't think of the sounds they make?
No.
Okay. Sheep? Calling sheep?
No.
Calling chickens? Nah,
oh,
maybe not.
Well, chickens. I don't remember. I know there is something that you do for calling chickens, but I can't think what it is.
Say you want to get your horses ready to go somewhere. You say, I want to, or I have to.
Oh.
It means putting the saddle on. And
harness them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You were talking about the lines to the horses before when you were sitting in the
reins.
All right, what's the difference between lines and reins?
I think the same thing.
Is there any difference whether you're sitting on the horse or sitting in the buggy?
Oh.
As to what you call them?
A reins are in the buggy, and a bridle is on the horse.
I see. Okay. When you're riding on the horse
yes,
itself...
Yes, that's a bridle.
All right, and what do you put your feet into?
Stirrups.
All right, if you have two horses, what do you call the one on the left?
I don't know.
Would you call them the lead horse?
I don't know which one is it. I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a lead horse?
I've heard of a lead horse, yes.
Okay. If something isn't right here at hand, do you say it's just a little...
Oh, over there. Oh, around the corner.
Okay. It's a... Well, you usually use it with the word little. Say it's a little...
Little way.
Okay. Would you say a little way over
or
a little way?
A little way over.
Or would you even use that expression?
No, I don't believe it would.
Okay. If you've been traveling and you haven't finished your journey, you might say that you still had a long...
way to go.
Okay. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say, well, you can find that just about...
anyway.
If somebody slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say he fell...
back.
Okay, a longer word than that. Well, if he fell this way, he fell...
forward.
And if he fell this way...
backward.
Okay. What do you call trenches cut by a plow in even...
furrows.
Okay. If you have a good yield, you say we raised a big...
crop.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Cleared the land.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, what do you call the old dry, dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring?
Hay. Of straw.
All right, but a what of straw?
A rick, stack.
Well, have you ever heard it called a second cutting?
No, I haven't. I'm not a farmer, though.
I know. I'm just trying to see what you have heard of.
I don't remember a second cutting.
How about a ladder math or an aftermath?
No.
Rowan?
No.
Okay. Wheat is tied up into...
shocks.
All right. Can you think of another word? There's a hymn bringing in the...
sheaves.
Okay. Now here we have shock. This says...
shock is more likely for corn.
Would you pile sheaves up into a shock?
No.
No, you wouldn't do it that way?
No.
Okay. So sheaf is wheat and shock is corn?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. What do you call a big measurement of wheat like this in a basket?
I don't know.
You can usually get 40 of these to
bushels.
A
bushel. Mm-hmm. Bushel?